Coach. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope all is well in your world, wherever you hail from, whatever nook and cranny, listening to me right now across this great country and beyond. Big hello to Tom J., who's a faithful listener in the UK and has his office mates listening too as well. It's pretty early in the morning in the UK. So the Rutgers coach, his name now is being bandied about all over the place. Who knows if he'll ever coach again in his life. Mike Rice, for 3 years, did coach the Scarlet Knights. He was caught on tape saying, "You blank fairy, you're a blank this," think racial, or think gay slur, and a slew of other things on video. He shoved players, threw basketballs at players, had a real anger management problem without a doubt. It was not motivational. There's no way you would think it was motivational if you had seen it. He earned himself a 3-game suspension once it was brought to the attention of the AD, Tim Peretti, and a $75,000 fine and anger management classes. All that stuff happened. Now, because the video went worldwide and was talked about all over the place, there was pressure from the state to take stronger action, and that's what happened. So instead of the suspension and trying to rehab the coach, now that so many other people are aware of what's gone on, he was fired. Former NBA player Eric Murdoch, the player development director for a time, released the video. ESPN got the video. And so they pumped it out all over the place. The school says he was let go for insubordinate conduct unrelated to the video. Ooh, so what a twisted web this is becoming. Rice is shown in the video several times throwing basketballs, like I said, at players who were flinching, shoving one in the back, kicking another, and he berates the players in the clips. Here is Tyree Graham, talking about what he said to the players.
"Can't say anything right now except I'm sorry, and there will never be a time where I'm going to use any of that as an excuse. Will there be any excuse? I've let so many people down. My players, my administration, Rutgers University, the fans. As I stated 3 months ago, after I watched the video, how deeply regrettable those actions. I also stated I was going to try to work on changing, and I think I've accomplished a lot of that. There's no explanation for what's on those films, because there is no excuse for it. I was wrong, and I want to tell everybody who's believed in me that I'm deeply sorry for the pain and the hardship that I've caused them."
All right, so that was Mike Rice, the coach, who apologized. You heard him rambling there, talking about he's sorry. There was somebody that came to his aid, Frank Mitchell, who played at Rutgers under Rice, said that what's in the video wasn't normal at the practices. From time to time, there was throwing balls or physically making contacts with players, but it only happened once in a while. It wasn't an everyday type of thing. They weren't back-to-back. It was isolated incidents. However, very few others really came to try to bail out Coach Rice, former coach. Here's Tyree Graham talking about what was most upsetting to him.
"I just think that's very belittling to the players.
Very belittling to the players, the comments, the gay slurs. And remember, Rutgers had the incident of Clemente and the kid who was webcammed kissing another man and then jumped off the George Washington Bridge, and how awful that was, and led to a huge court case that led to some prison time for the roommate who did the webcamming. So they're sensitive to things like that, but even though he had had the three-game suspension, now this really blew up in Rutgers' face, the AD reversing his decision. And some people are talking about, well, isn't it similar to what happened with the Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight and what happened in the aftermath of a videotape incident where he put his hand to the throat of a player? And then there was, you know, it was another thing that finally led to Knight getting fired, the 1997 thing that had the limits on the coach's physical and verbal outbursts and set the stage for Indiana to let him go. Remember that it was 2000 when he was eventually let go. So how far coaches should go to motivate players? Is it really motivation, or are they bullying players? Do they have anger management issues? All of that has been discussed forwards and backwards. You know, we live in a country where not just news talk radio, but sports radio is huge. And sports is like politics. It's very much about my team, your team, winning at all costs, who did what to whom. And this is certainly the case with this Rutgers coach. What will be interesting to see is if the AD and the president are fired, if they end up getting fired because Rice wasn't dismissed immediately, and they let this thing, they took a different course trying to rehabilitate him, I guess, is what the AD said. Rice had just wrapped up his third year as the Scarlet Knights coach, his record 44-51, and he was under contract through next season. He initially came to Rutgers from Robert Morris, where he had a huge winning record and took the team to the NCAA basketball tournament a couple of times. So will others pay the price for what happened here? The president and the AD, there's been calls for at least the president to be fired from members of the faculty. You have a board. You have other people, boosters, who give big chunks of money to the university. I'm sure that they'll probably try to have a say in some of this, but an amazing case of, I think, of bullying and really, really abusing power in a spot where why would you put yourself in that kind of spot where you're there and you're just jamming that kind of behavior down the throats of the players, especially in an era where people can videotape you. Videotape is always somewhere in college hoops, not to mention cell phones and everything else. So anything that he did could easily have been recorded, and sure enough, it was, and that was the ultimate downfall. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In Vermont, both agree that Rutgers should have fired the coach the first time around. Bill says, hey, Kate, got to tell you, Rutgers really screwed up. That AD has to be sweating bullets, and so does the president. You have to believe that maybe one or both of them could be let go or relieved of their duties, however they put it, especially because of some of the slurs that were heard on the tape and the connection to a tragedy that happened a few years ago at Rutgers. The sensitivity issue here is in play. Yeah, that may be it. That's part of it anyway. I mean, really, there's no excuse for what Rice did. I mean, Rice even said it himself. There's no explanation. He said, you know, he was sorry. You heard that. And there's never going to be a time where he's going to use any of that as an excuse, or would be an excuse. But the, you know, what happened was the school says, as I mentioned, the tricky part here is he was let go for insubordinate conduct. Wow. And for Murdoch, he gave the ESPN the video because he told the network, that's how the video came out, he told, and this is an NBA, former NBA player, he told the network, ESPN, that the school fired him for blowing the whistle on Rice, because he was the one who had the video that did it, that went to the AD, etc., and that's what he's saying, that Ooh, here we go again, and this is the part that also gets tricky. If there's any truth to that, or they can flush that out more, that, okay, so he comes, he's working on player development, he's the director, he sees what's happening, even if it's a few choice times, films it, shoots it, whatever, and then goes to the athletic director, and the decision is, oh, all right, well, what we're going to do is suspend him for a couple of games, then Murdoch gets fired. Whoa, man, oh, man, that's not good for the people in charge if that's really the case. And I would think that Tim Pernetti, who's the AD, has to be laying low, trying to not really have to do too many interviews for one, to keep this thing more alive and people talking about it, because there could be some serious consequences for the athletic director and for president as to why they didn't just fire him in the first place when it was brought to their attention. Big, big, big news on the gun front. Connecticut passed the tough gun laws that were talked about now for the last probably month. The House gave the final okay to the overhaul in the wake of the Newtown school massacre. The legislation goes to Governor Malloy, who will sign it. This is a huge, huge breaking news, actually. The vote was 105 to 44, and it followed passage by the Senate a day earlier, so it's in. And Connecticut will become the third state to pass a tough measure. Portions would kick in immediately after the governor endorses it, including the banning of the sale or purchase of large-capacity magazines. New York and Colorado passed gun control legislation, as you know, limiting the magazine capacity, among some of the other provisions in there. So this is pretty historic for Connecticut. Part of what the law would have in it would show that more than 100 types of guns they had added to the list of banned assault weapons. They would limit the mags, as I already said. They would ban armor-piercing bullets. They would require background checks for all weapon sales, including at gun shows. They would establish safety standards for school buildings. They would allow mental health training for teachers and expand mental health research in the state. Isn't that interesting? So it was a bipartisan legislative task force that was very emotional at times, and they did the roll call thing. Look what happens here. This is huge, huge news coming out of Connecticut, especially when you think of gun shows, which are big in that state, and some of the other things that will change the way people are allowed to get guns, what their eligibility is in getting ammunition or a shotgun or a rifle or any of that kind of stuff. And that's what the bill is creating, a statewide registry for people convicted of crimes, too, involving the use or even the threat of dangerous weapons. It wouldn't be public, but it would be available to anyone in law enforcement. So this is a bill with teeth in it. What I think is good, I like the idea that they are requiring mental health first aid, is what they're calling it, training for the school folks, and they're having a task force be created to examine the state's overall mental health system and to alter state insurance to beef up mental health care coverage, which is good. So maybe they catch somebody in the net before something tragic happens. But wow, comprehensive isn't the word. It's like this is it. This is the burrito of the bills. You know, the burrito supreme. You can't get any more thorough than that. And there were some Republicans who jumped on board. Not a lot, but there were some that did. That's part of what they're trying to do on the federal level. And the president was in Denver pushing for that because Colorado has their own ban on weapons and the extensive background checks also put into that new law in Colorado. So you've got Colorado, Connecticut, and New York all in play with the laws that they now have. But will that really translate into what the federal government vote ultimately is in the Senate? I would have to say it's a definite long shot. Even though some things are probably people would agree on, the senators would agree on, but too much of it they won't, so I don't think it really goes to the president's desk and gets signed. I think it falls just probably at least a little bit short unless the votes are there and the push is on to take the vote to try to get it through as fast as possible before the votes aren't there. And it looks like there are more votes, but I don't think quite enough to pass it. One quick thing with all the things that are happening to the two DAs that were killed, the assistant DA and the DA in Kaufman County, 20 minutes outside of Dallas, the head of the prisons in Colorado gunned down, innocent pizza man gunned down. Now you have what happened to Sheriff Eugene Crum, who was just eating lunch blocks away from a courthouse where he was shot at point-blank range. Tennis Melvin Menard is accused of the killing. He parked his car close to the sheriff's SUV and shot through the window twice, hitting him twice in the head, the sheriff. After a brief chase, he was shot by a sheriff's deputy. He wrecked the car that he was driving and raised his weapon. The investigators on this one are trying to find a possible motive. On the way to the hospital, Menard spoke with the cops, but they're not really specifying anything. He's out of surgery, so you would assume that we'll hear much more on this one. But the sheriff's murder took place in a rural county, which normally sees one or two murders a year. How devastating. What a big blow. Crum was a guy who went after, as soon as he stepped into office in January, he went after hard and heavy the drug guys, trying to shut that down the best that he could. Hang with us. We're flipping the page.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yay! Yeah.
In 2006, 2 years ago, I made a very serious mistake. A mistake that I am responsible for and no one else.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
I'm deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, my supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
As Americans to forgive people who fall and don't tell us, but then come back and admit to it. And you just heard a whole bunch of them, folks. Politics, right? John Edwards, Bill Clinton, Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner. That's the greatest hits of politicians who done wrong and asked to be forgiven after they tried to cover things up. In the case of Rutgers, was there some kind of a cover-up or not? Tim Pernetti, who is the athletic director, saw the videotape and decided to suspend Mike Rice, the coach. And so you know, Mike Rice was with the team, was leading the team for 3 years, not great performances, you know, losing seasons all three. But it's not about the losing seasons. It's about the fact that he physically and verbally abused players, threw balls in their faces, slammed them in their faces, screamed at the top of his lungs at them. You know, not saying man up or some rally you speech to the core kind of thing. I mean, really got in their face. And there it was on tape because Eric Murdoch, former NBAer, who was helping, he was an assistant, he was an assistant for a while with the team, shot the video and then released the video. But the video was shown, was taken to the athletic director, and the athletic director said he wanted to rehab Mike Rice. He felt like moving forward that he wanted to help him. So he was suspended, lost like $50,000 in pay, and felt like that was the right way to go. Then it becomes public, and the AD has a big turnaround, says he's responsible for the decision to even do the rehab thing. He takes it all on himself and says, the dismissive and corrective actions were debated. I thought it was in the best interest to rehab, but I was wrong. He said, I was wrong. Moving forward, I will work to regain, you know, all the trust of all the people in this community called Rutgers. But so the problem is, this is a four-year AD. He's been there for 4 years, and he's done some amazing things for that school. But what a quick turnaround after saying, you know, hey, upon further review, since everyone on the planet is raining down on top of us. Because here's the problem. One of the things that also happened with this coach, and this is the I'm sorry part, and again, bad boys asking for forgiveness. Now, much different than the sexual proclivities of these politicians who got booted, but still the same thing of, oh, we didn't know, and then all of a sudden we know. So with Pernetti, he's getting, obviously, a lot of criticism from people that are connected to Rutgers, the Board of Governors. There's six people that are on the Board of Governors, including Ralph Izzo. You should probably know that name. And what happened was there was a statement that was released that said, you know, from this board, that said the behavior, the abusive language and actions were deeply offensive, and you know now they're talking about what ultimately could happen to the AD and to the president, who said it was the first time he had seen the tape, that he personally reviewed the video evidence, and that there was a pattern of disturbing behavior, and he reached the conclusion that he can't continue to effectively be in that position, blah, 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 blah. So with the big turnaround from the AD, then the president saying he had to do that, you have to think that those two may ultimately be on the chopping block because of the outcry of so many people connected to the university. It's all about the politics behind the politics, right? So the Board of Governors, all of the people who are heavily boosters, you know, who are dumping money into Rutgers, they have some sway because they pull out the money, and then, you know, that's a bad deal for Rutgers, and they don't want that. And if it takes getting a president to be urged to quit or an AD to be pushed aside, that could certainly happen here. That's now what's happening in the sports world, like politics. Whoops, a big misstep, you're gone. Forget about it. So 13 of the faculty members are demanding that the president, who is Robert Baracchi, that he, Baracchi, resign over his response to the video showing the basketball coach hitting, shoving, and berating his players. And part of the problem, too, is there was anti-gay slurs in the video. So you got to think back to Rutgers and what happened at Rutgers. Remember, the freshman student Tyler Clementi killed himself in 2010 after his roommate used a webcam to spy on him kissing another man in his dorm. So Rutgers is incredibly sensitive to that. you look at Rice addressing the media, apologizing, you've got some ex-players defending the coach, you have other people in the world of sports and elsewhere saying this is ridiculous, this shouldn't have been in the first place. It's kind of a mixed bag, but there are a lot of people that are chiming in on the Scarlet Knights again. Again, controversy swirling over this great university in New Jersey. If you remember, there was a controversy, it was probably about, I want to say it was about 7 years ago, with Don Imus made his comment about the female basketball players at Rutgers, and then ultimately he was booted from CBS and then went over to ABC, which wasn't the university's fault, but put them on the map with the comments. And then, of course, you had the Clemente thing, which was huge. They go from the Clemente thing to now this deal with the hoops coach, and more people, unfortunately, are getting to know Rutgers for other things. But the question is, are we still that kind of forgiving nation where, like, hey, look, the guy apologized. This is incredible what he did on this videotape, but the university handled it the way they thought they should handle it, so now we're all in their chili and saying that they did the wrong thing. And everybody's up in arms and highly involved. It's interesting because of all the things that you see the reaction to, and as somebody who loves sports and likes sports as much as I'm rabid about the politics of what's happening in politics in our nation and the ridiculousness of the red tape and getting caught up in it, there's so many similarities between sports and what we brand politics. It is really unbelievable. The winners, the losers, the cover-ups, the news conferences where things are created, the press conferences where situations are tried to be explained away and asking for forgiveness. And so it's just a microcosm, which is making that leap from the politicians you heard at the top of this to ultimately Mike Rice, the basketball coach, and what they end up doing. He's gone, so that's one thing. But now does something else happen to the president or to the AD because of it? If there's enough pressure, then there's a good chance that could happen. A super, super good chance. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag in our next segment. Not surprisingly, a lot of you had something to say about North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Also, many of you had something to say about this Rutgers situation. There's plenty of people listening in New Jersey and the Northeast and other parts of the country, and we're in the middle of the tail end of March Madness, down to the final four teams and ultimately two teams on Monday. So we have some reaction to Rutgers, I think, because more people are paying attention. And then what's happening to some law enforcement types in different parts of the United States? They're being targeted and killed in cold blood, often in daylight. Two, in fact, three murders happening in broad daylight. And the latest one, a real shocker, a popular sheriff. So we'll talk about that coming up on the flip side. And it's many of you react to that as well when you hit me up in the email. That's next here on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Couple turns here for this hour of America Tonight. You know, you don't have to be shy. You can belly up. Keystone Pipeline, yay or nay? A couple of people throwing in on the emails, and some of you also sending me texts about whether or not a pipe that burst, which was a horrific thing, and 300-some workers are cleaning it up. There's oiled birds. There's all kinds of problems. Whether or not this pipeline in Arkansas should affect the decision on the Keystone Pipeline bringing the oil from Canada through the United States, which would make money for the oil companies, yes, it's true, but would also provide jobs and make money for other people and other municipalities along the route. So should the pipeline be booted? Hey, oh well, it's booted. We've seen it. It's done. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I say no, even based on the environmental studies that I've seen that are out there. I just don't think we boot it. I believe that economically there are people that will be helped by this. I don't think I'm being duped. I think they'll be helped by this. If not, okay, so we miss. China takes it on the back end and it comes through on the other side of Canada. That's what happens. But there definitely is more ammunition for anyone who abhors the idea of this pipeline, you know, 800 plus miles going through the United States, even if it is not anywhere close to any of these housing developments. It's in a route where you're not, you don't have that. Because that's the other thing. You don't have that. So, boom. All right, so a shocking story worth bringing up as to the justice system. Imagine this for a second. The worst of all fears happens to you. Someone in your family is murdered. Murdered by a parolee who had a 5-day jump on the cops on a deadly crime spree when the Colorado law enforcement people failed to realize his ankle monitor had been disabled. So, and then to boot, he was freed 4 years early, 4 years earlier because of a mistake in paperwork. So this is the first problem here. It's two bad strikes in this story. One, whoops, we didn't notice. Gosh, we didn't notice that the ankle bracelet was messed up, even though we would have somehow been alerted to that. So here's the scoop. Evan Ebel was let out of prison in January, 4 years early. He went on to kill Tom Clements, who led the state's prison system in Colorado. There's a strong connection between that killing and the murder of Nathan Leon, a pizza delivery guy, what did he do to anyone, who was found dead in Golden, Colorado. The court says, geez, we regret the oversight and we extend condolences to the families of Mr. Nathan Leon and Mr. Tom Clements. Ebel went to prison in 2005. He was serving an 8-year sentence when he assaulted a prison guard. He entered into a written plea agreement which stated he would plead guilty to assault in the second degree and that the court would impose a consecutive sentence of up to 4 years plus a mandatory 3 years of parole. What happened was the sentence hearing was held in June 2008. And what happened is the judge announced a sentence of 4 years in the Department of Corrections, but did not state it was consecutive because it was already required by the terms of the plea agreement, they thought. So the judge didn't state that the sentence was consecutive. The court judicial assistant did not include that term in the minutes and all the stuff, and all the official paperwork. The sentence order that went to the Department of Corrections was incorrect. Was incorrect. Catastrophic for three families. Clements, Leon, and Ebel. It's what should have been routine was anything but routine. Clements was shot to death at his house outside of Colorado Springs on March 19th. Ebel was killed 2 days later in North Texas in a gun battle with the cops that left the sheriff's deputy wounded. They're lucky somebody else wasn't killed in that one. So how did they miss that? How did they miss that? Apologizing for killing all those people. And then he assaulted a prison guard to boot. Oh, that is the blunder of the week, without a doubt. Tamper alert was showed. That's why you have an ankle monitor. And nobody paid attention. The monitor was disabled, but nobody paid attention. So he got out 4 years early. That's a huge problem. 4 years early. Oh, and I just cringe. You think a pizza guy trying to help his family's 4-year-old daughter, and this is what happens, and you trace it back to somebody not doing their job. and then they issue that apology. Oh, wow. Man. Now corruption cases, by the way, in this country, as Lady Justice, the scales of justice swing back and forth. Corruption cases are being eyed all over the place after these district attorney killings. They happened in Texas, 20 miles outside of Dallas. An assistant DA in January, and then the DA and his wife over the weekend. So rare. You hear threats. So rare that those threats are carried out partially because of the fear of what will happen when you get police officers and officers of the court and everybody up in arms over what's going on. They don't want to have that havoc rain on them, the bad guy, in other words. So you put down somebody in a uniform or this district attorney, these district attorneys, and they're coming after you full force, and that's what's happening. The FBI, Homeland Security, anyone and everybody trying to figure out what happened here and how this group got through the net they built, especially around the DA. This might be the big shocker of the week. We had the blunder of the week, but this might be the shocker. A Roman Catholic priest pleaded guilty to what? What do you think I'm going to say? I think I can read your minds, and I know what you think. The next phrase I'm going to say is that's coming out of my mouth. Why did he plead guilty? He pled guilty to a federal drug charge. Oh, yeah. The Reverend Kevin Wallen from Waterbury, Connecticut, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute crystal meth. With the plea, he admitted that he received and distributed 1.7 kilograms of the drug. Wow. He was arrested after an investigation that concluded what had happened with wiretaps, confidential sources, and an undercover officer. Wow, wow, wow. Drug paraphernalia, drug packaging materials, all that kind of stuff is what they found. Mm. Priest pleading guilty to a meth charge.
You want to get high?
Yeah. I thought I was reading the National Enquirer, like when I was a little girl, and I'd go to the store with my grandmother. You stand there, and the magazine would have crazy headlines. I thought it was one of those crazy headlines. Not a crazy headline. Not a crazy headline. Wow. The Catholic Church, once again, with a publicity nightmare on their hands, although they're used to handling those, so they have the people in place, if you know what I mean.
Duh. Winning.
We did some Charlie Sheening. We were fine. Yeah, we're just sheening our heads off.
Yeah. I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
The weather outside is weather.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.